football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
10 minutes after the hour on the Good Day program. It's Friday, 21st of October, so we really do have 10 more days of this month. You'll see it culminate in Halloween. Ooh, scary things, the scary movie poll that we do every year. I think this becomes pedantic or redundant, Jennifer. Every year we ask the same silly questions about Halloween. What are you going to get dressed as? What's your favorite song? What scary movies do you like at Halloween? Boring. But it's on my website. So you say to yourself, well, wait a minute, Doug, aren't you in charge of your own website? Well, I have...
kind of.
Yeah, right. Sort of secondary approval after the fact. At any rate, I can tease and have some fun with this. Our poll today, which scary movie series is your favorite? A, Halloween. B, Friday the 13th. C, Nightmare on Elm Street. D, Saw. E, Scream. F, Other. G, I don't like scary movies. That's my answer.
It's Good News Week.
Jennifer, we have a lot of good news this week.
Yes, I hope so.
Among them is that I don't like scary movies, apparently.
I don't either, really. Nah. I was going to answer your question.
Okay.
Scream
you
is okay.
Heard the story about neuroscientists finding that those people with more Facebook friends have denser brains.
Guessing
that means that's denser. That means better. You have a bigger brain in a manner. There's more gray matter there. So is that good? Neuroscientists and Facebook. How do they study these things, though? Don't you wonder how do they? Whose brain did they go into?
And how do they pinpoint it to Facebook? I mean, maybe it's just something that's going on in recent times. How do we know? How do we know it's Facebook? What if it's something else?
Well, I think you can say that about anything in science.
Technology in general. I know. I always say that about everything.
Yeah. Right. I know. How do you know?
I know. Did you talk to my cat? No.
Yeah. No. You talking to my father? No.
No.
All right. What else do we have that's good? The Field Museum in Chicago, Chicago's Field Museum, just won a new honor. They won America's Best Restroom Award. The Field Museum, Chicago.
This is right up my alley. What makes it great? Because I have a set of rules.
You tell us. That's okay. And I want to know that from you and from folks who are listening. 800-510-8255. In fact, this would be good to post on Facebook so we get people's
what
feelings.
What makes a good restaurant?
And a restaurant, too.
That, too.
Right, let's good talk food. About restrooms. What is there that you want to know about a restroom in order to use it, first of all, Jen?
Well, I like it to look clean, but even more importantly, I like to walk in and have it smell clean.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they have the butt gaskets in the stalls as an option.
Yep.
I may like full toilet paper while you're in there. I like the pedal a little low so you can use your foot instead of your hand to flush. Then when you come out to the sink, a good restaurant has a restroom. God, I keep wanting to say restaurant. Good restroom has no water on the sink. Someone's wiping it down.
Yep.
They have both the blower and the paper towels. And if you're in a really fancy place, they'll have like mouthwash and, you know, lotion for you to use, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. So those of you who do traveling with any degree of regularity, or you go to restaurants, that sort of thing, what do you expect? What do you want? And will you leave a place of business if it has a dirty restroom? Or if you're visiting somebody's house, there's nothing more gross than going into somebody's bathroom and seeing pubic hair all over the place.
My thing is for girls, because sometimes we squat instead of sitting, and when we hover, there's a risk that you're going to splash on the seat.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. The whole thing is disgusting. So
gross.
Metro are having fun with it. Who do you think, in terms of restaurants, the best restroom, and what do you look for? 800-510-8255. You can be as detailed and descriptive as you desire. It's okay. 800-510-8255. We'll post that on Facebook as well. Next item of the good news variety here. Judges are throwing out tickets. This story at DougStefan.com today. The judges around the country who are throwing out tickets issued to drivers who flash their lights to warn oncoming drivers of speed traps. I do this all the time. All the time. And I suspect, Jennifer, you might, if given the opportunity. So the police didn't like it. And you may have heard...
It's being neighborly.
Yeah, well, it's being friendly. Why wouldn't you want to help people out? Frankly, there's nothing, and we've said this, if I've said it or you collectively have heard us say it 100,000 times, the tickets that are issued by officers who are out on the highway are there not to protect you, not to serve you, not to make the highway more safe. Let's face it, speed limits are arbitrary. That's all. If that were not the case, why would it be 55 in some states, 65 in other states, 75 in yet more states? The only reason that there are police out there is to collect your money. The people that are using radar or they use the airplanes or whatever it is that they use. And so we realize that, and we don't want you to pay. So we're driving along. You see a policeman hidden behind a bridge abutment or behind a tree or someplace where he can jump out, snag you, and steal more of your money so that they can waste it on the local level or whatever level, wherever it goes. You've got them if you protest. Most of the time, these tickets are thrown out, and judges are tired of this sort of thing. So that's good. I'm all for people being able to... This is a form of expression, right? It's freedom of expression.
Absolutely. And what if you just accidentally hit your lights? You're going to give me a ticket for accidentally blinking?
Yeah, it was a mistake, officer.
Yeah, whoops.
I hit
it
by
my
mistake.
Hand slipped.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of... The cars are different today, and if you're not familiar with the car, let's say you're renting a car, there are different things that you may not know about the way the car operates, and it could be you hit the light switch you're looking for, the windshield wipers.
Exactly.
That sort of thing happens all the time.
That's how you save yourself. If you do see a cop behind you when you're blinking, turn the windshield wipers on immediately.
Yeah, but how's the policeman going to see behind you? It's only people coming. It's only police officers coming the other way.
They can see if you have your windshield wipers on, can't they?
Yeah, but how can they see you flashing your lights at cars coming the other direction if they're behind you?
Oh.
Good question.
You have to be so smart, don't you?
I had to bring that
up. I'm saying if they're like waiting and you see that you did, then turn your wipers on right away.
The good news continues. There are, and this is another story at DougStefan.com today, there are hundreds and hundreds of professional clowns who are gathering in Mexico this weekend. The event is the four-day Laugh for Peace. The Laugh for Peace. The hope is to curtail some of the violence that's plaguing our country because of the drug wars. And I think this is going on both sides of the border, if I'm not mistaken. Mexico would be a good place. How do you... The thing that I always wonder about, isn't it funny how we all think about our language as being the premier language?
Yeah, the right one.
Well, what do you say in Spanish to make people laugh? What is there a joke in Spanish?
People laugh just when they hear my Spanish, actually.
Really? Yeah. It's kind of like, do dogs only understand commands in English? If you find a dog in Germany, and the Germans are saying whatever, Achtung, Achtung, to the dog, and the dog pays attention, how can that be? That was the first, I've never forgotten that. First time I ever saw a dog respond to, I don't remember where I was, but I was in some place with a really... I think it was in Africa someplace.
We'll see, some dogs speak German, some speak Japanese, some speak English.
But that's part of the whole, the mystique, isn't it? Of understanding what a dog is like or a brain. We should ask Warren about that.
You should, but I think I've heard that that dogs can learn like 140 words, so I'm guessing probably in any language would work.
Yeah. Charlotte, there are any number of things I say to her. She understands exactly what we're
saying. Yeah, and they understand the inflection in your voice, too.
Yeah, right.
Your face.
Want to go for a walk? Her ears come right up.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go?
Yeah,
that's
right.
My favorite.
Yeah.
Get them all riled up.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so the laugh, this sort of reminds me of laughter yoga, which we're trying to practice a little bit of here. And it's probably a good idea. All right. So clowns, Mexican clowns gathering for the Laugh for Peace in Mexico and in some of the border states. Good news from Good Day at 17 after the hour.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Welcome, my friends, to my chocolate factory.
That's Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, now in a Blu-ray DVD box set. Wilder himself wrote the scene where Wonka first appears, first limping on a cane, then doing a somersault, and he told me why.
Because from that time on, no one, including the audience, will know whether I'm lying or telling the truth.
Johnny Depp was good, but for me, Gene Wilder will always be the real Willy Wonka. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Kevin Bacon and January Jones are super in X-Men First Class. Kevin Spacey drives Jason Bateman nuts in Horrible Bosses. Brad Pitt branches out in The Tree of Life. And Frances McDormand gets into gear in Transformers The Dark of the Moon. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new boats!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
One of the things in the good news department, a lot more people are going to DougStephan.com as we every week. I sort of keep track of, there are ways of keeping track of the numbers now, Jennifer. And you look at the people that are going in and where they're from. A lot of people from outside the country are checking things out of the website, which is kind of cool. One of the other good news items, speaking of the things that are at DougStephan.com, many of these stories are there. MC Hammer has started his own search engine called WireDo. Why would anybody, what in the world is that about?
Why would he come up with something better than a search engine? WireDo?
I don't know. What in the world is he doing with it? Why?
I would call it Go Hammer or something like that, you know, because it used to
be Go Ham. It could be Go Ham. Go Ham. Okay. 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready?
Absolutely.
A swell prize awaits you if you can tell us why Brian Gumbel is in the news this week. 800-510-8255. He said something that attracted a lot of attention. Brian Gumbel, late of NBC, he now does on HBO. Is it, Michael, a weekly show?
Sports
how often?
Thing, right?
Real sports.
Real sports. But how often is that on?
I think once a week.
Once a week, okay. So he called somebody in sports a rather controversial thing, or used a controversial term to refer to this person. What was that? 800-510-8255, our 2020 news quiz on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Here's a Ken who's in Bismarck, Illinois. You're a skeptic?
Yeah, I listen to you about every day. I like your show.
So you're a skeptic.
I'm sure.
The Church of Doug.
Let us break bread together on our knees.
And I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he helped Joshua fight the Battle of Jericho. Yes. He helped Daniel get out the lion's den. He helped Gilligan get off the island.
And in New Jersey, a Dunkin' Donuts employee was arrested for working as a prostitute during her breaks at Dunkin' Donuts.
What?
How? Working as a prostitute at a donut shop? Oh, no chance of running any cops there, huh? The Washington, D.C. cops gave Charlie Sheen a police escort to his live show because he was running like an hour late. In fact, D.C. police said they haven't had to escort a crackhead this famous since, I guess, Marion Barry was an officer. I'm not mistaken.
All right, so you remember Michael Winslow, Jennifer? Remember him?
I remember Michael Winslow was from Family Matters.
No.
That was Carl Winslow. Never mind.
This was the fellow in the Police Academy movies.
Oh, that's right.
Who did all the sound effects. Yeah, right, exactly.
Love him. Yeah.
Well, he has a new video. He's starring in a new video. And you can hear him performing Whole Lotta Love, the Led Zeppelin song Whole Lotta Love. We have that as our video of the day at DougStefan.com today, and here is the audio from the video of the day.
Which song is it?
Led Zeppelin. You want, when did the original artist key of E?
Yeah.
All right.
This is.
Mike, are you watching this?
Huh? Yeah, there's a guy playing the guitar, but the rest is him.
Yeah. Michael Winslow. There you go. All right, so you can check out the effects and effects of this video today. We keep all our videos. How long, actually, Michael? I think you can go back almost an indeterminate amount of time, right, to find some of the great videos we have. Some of them are better than others, obviously. Some of them last longer and they're better, but they're just a lot of fun for the most part, or get you to think about something, which is the idea. Thank you.
Give me a charm, Lord. Who's
that? Right. All right, that must mean that somebody's calling to answer our 2020 news quiz question. Okay.
Ooh, excuse me.
Is that me?
Who is that? All right, here we go. The question is about Brian Gumbel and what he did that got him in the news this week. Ellen is in Eugene, Oregon, in KUGN, where my friend Storm Kennedy follows me on the air. You listen to her, Ellen?
Oh, yes, I do. She's great, yeah.
All right. So what did Brian Gumbel do or say?
He criticized David Stern.
David Stern, who's the president of the NBA. Yeah.
Right, yeah, for the lack of resolution to that lockout.
Yeah, but what did he say specifically, which got him sort of the negative publicity? You don't know what he said? All right.
I don't. They called him a dumbbell?
No. Well, he may have, but that's not what he said this week. Hold on, everybody. 28 after.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, before you check into a hotel, log onto the iTunes or the Android Marketplace and download your own hotel's iPhone app. Now, all the major hotel groups like Intercontinental, Mandarin Oriental, and Four Seasons have apps for their properties that allows users to learn all about that individual hotel and find things to do near the hotel. Independently owned hotels are also making their own apps with different amenities. SLS Hotel in Beverly Hills has a free app that lets you order room service, wake-up calls, request luggage pickup, even make dinner reservations. The Landmark Hotel in London has an app that offers standard hotel information and amenities, but it also has a live London-based news feed providing info about surrounding areas. I like that one. In Las Vegas, hotels are bringing the casino concierge to the phone. Caesars Palace, Mandalay Bay, and Wynn all offer news, menus, directions, tickets, weather, special offers, advice, and videos on their apps, but no online poker. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A good day program, 33 after the hour. The Doug Steffen, good way for you to work your way through the day. It's Friday, the 21st of October. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm sitting actually in her studio in Los Angeles, and she's sitting in another studio.
That's right.
In Los Angeles.
We never sit together.
We're about a mile apart. I don't know why we don't do this together.
I know, I should have come in, but you're going to sleep. You're tired. You know.
I am. We've had, Jennifer and I had a pretty good day yesterday. Went to Talkers Magazine, which is the Bible of the talk radio industry, sponsored an event here in Los Angeles yesterday, basically focused on Southern California.
Hi, you little texter.
On Southern California radio. And one of the speakers was a fellow who has run I guess it's a blog or a service, LA Radio,
LARadioPeople.com, Don Barrett.
Right.
Yeah.
Don Barrett's a wonderful man, been involved in radio for a long time.
I'm very happy to call him a friend. He's great.
Yep, good guy. And he went through some of the history of the early talk shows. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles is the seat, was the home of the first talk radio, KABC, a station I was happy to work for a couple of years in the mid-90s. Was when they first went on the air, they were sort of the FCC didn't know what to do with radio stations doing talk. So they made the stations put a beep on the air for everything. And so I was just, Michael, just I'm just texting some stuff here, and I had a beeper made me think about how
it was something like that. I mean, can you imagine talking away, listening, you know, you're talking on a talk radio show, and beep,
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 beep.
And Don was so cute during his speech, he actually brought a recording of what the beep sounded like that was playing while he was talking.
Beep. You know who else was good? Larry King's always good.
Larry
he was
King
talking
was very fun.
About his interview with Muammar Gaddafi, because it was right after Gaddafi got killed.
Yeah, he had to leave early to go to CNN to talk about it.
Right, to talk about it at CNN.
The only sad thing, Dougie, is you and I could not even get together for like one picture.
Hmm.
We hardly even took a picture together. But I did tweet your picture and put it up on Facebook because you were on a panel yesterday. I was very proud of you.
Yeah.
And so it's on Facebook, all of your friends have commented, Jimmy Troja, well, because I said you were enlightening the crowd, so, you know, everybody was commenting about how
and they said,
The only problem is you could tell Doug was just tired, and he's on stage, and the lights must have been bugging you because you kept putting up your program to block the light.
Right.
So every time I'd lift my camera to take a picture of you, there would go that paper right in front of your face.
I wanted to see who's out in front of me. I wanted to see the people in the audience. All right. So anyway, we have our 2020 news quiz question going. It's about Brian Gumbel, who is known as being difficult. And he says some things, but we all say things, some more outrageous than others. I didn't think this was too outrageous, but apparently some people think that it is. So I've asked you to tell me, or us, more importantly, what he said about David Stern. Here's R.E. listening to Good Day in Burlington, Iowa. Yes, sir, how are you?
Fine, how about yourself?
I'm well, thank you. So what did Gumbel say that got him into trouble?
He referred to David Stern as a plantation owner.
He did. Ooh. He referred to Stern's the president of the NBA. Now, do you know the context in which this happened? Do you watch the Brian Gumbel program at all, Ari?
No, I just heard it. I heard one of the people on ESPN discuss it at length.
Was their point of view on it? Did they think, it's no big deal, or did they think he was out of line? What were they saying?
They thought they knew what he was trying to get across, but when he throws in the word plantation, it's a buzzword.
What was he trying to get across? What do you think his message was?
Well, it was between the union and the NBA owners.
Well, they have a lockout going now. The NBA is locked.
Well, they're in negotiations. In fact, they've got a mediator at this point.
Right, yeah. So there are liable to be all kinds of things that are going on, both that you can hear and sense, and things that are going on behind the scene as well. You never know what goes on in these things. And all of a sudden, everything's fine and dandy. They all come out, they hug and kiss each other, they shake hands. Everything is fine. We're moving ahead. It's almost like these guys were politicians. Same kind of stuff, right?
Scripted.
Yeah, it's somewhat scripted, yes. It seems a little... They come across as precocious and prepared, if you will. All right. So you did a good job, Ari. We're going to give you some Doug Steffen paraphernalia. Hold on just a second. And we will... What is all this
stuff? What disturbs me is it's really early in the morning to get so many text messages, you little devil.
All right, so here is, if you did not hear the total context of this conversation, here is the excerpt, Brian Gumbel talking about David Stern that created the hubbub.
Finally tonight, if the NBA lockout is going to be resolved anytime soon, it seems likely to be done in spite of David Stern, not because of it. I say that because the NBA's infamously egocentric commissioner seems more hell-bent lately on demeaning the players than resolving his game's labor impasse. How else to explain Stern's rants in recent days? To any and everyone who'd listen, he has alternately knocked union leader Billy Hunter, said the players were getting inaccurate information, and started sounding Chicken Little claims about what games might be lost if players didn't soon see things his way. Stern's version of what's been going on behind closed doors has, of course, been disputed. But his efforts were typical of a commissioner who has always seemed eager to be viewed as some kind of modern plantation overseer, ooh, treating NBA men as if they were his boys.
Hmm. Well, listen, I know. I don't know if I'm totally offended, but, you know.
I'm not offended at all.
No.
Not at all. No. And he said some pretty offensive things over the years. I don't find that particularly offensive at all.
Didn't he have a sexual addiction or something like that, too?
Gumbel?
Yeah, I thought he was in trouble for something like that.
He may have had something like that. He's had a number of run-ins with lots of different people. He's not good with authority. I understand that. Okay, 20 before the hour, we've taken care of the 2020 news quiz. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Now let's get into the gossip zone. That's a little gossipy. This is a lot gossipy. Mm-hmm. The Lindsay Lohan experience continues here in Los Angeles. I was listening to a couple of different... You can't get away from it. Even on the news, KFWB, which carries this program, and the KNX, the two news stations in Los Angeles, they're even into this thing.
They do breaking news when she shows up. Well, when she actually shows up, it is breaking news.
Well, apparently she hasn't been doing a very good job of showing up for various things.
No, she's always late and very disrespectful.
So, exactly. It's all about her. So, here is an excerpt from The View. The ladies, these are my favorites. I love, I like watching and listening to them express themselves. They're really responsible for lots of different people thinking different. They're opinion makers. Remember I said I got magazines and the influencer. That's it. They send them to influencers. These ladies are influencers. Here they talk about Lindsay Lohan and her run-in this week with the law.
There's
a name we haven't spoken about for a long time. Lindsay Lohan is back in court yesterday. Yeah, she had her probation revoked, man, and she was led away in cuffs. She paid $100,000 for her bail, and now she heads back to court on November 1st. But the judge ordered her to serve 16 hours of community service at the morgue.
Well, my friend Whoopi Goldberg has had experience at the morgue.
Yes, I
We
have.
Don't exactly know what she will be doing, but you may want to comment, because I'm not kidding. You really did work there at one point.
I mean, it's, you know, it is a very, it'll take her a couple of minutes to, like, settle in, because your brain sort of goes, wait a minute, this is the morgue, this is where dead people are.
Yeah.
But this is what I have to, what I will say, Lindsay. Do what you have to do. Clean the bathrooms. Clean up. If you don't need to go into any rooms, don't do it. If they ask you to go into a room, ask them, is there anything in there that you don't need to see? Because your first dead body is not a really great experience.
But you used to do makeup on.
Well, I did makeup on dead bodies.
You said, so I remember interviewing you about it, and you said you would say to them something about, is there anything you want to tell me?
Well, yeah, I would, you know, I would start, and because, you know, the bodies, depending on how they were handled in those days, sometimes you didn't, you know, they weren't embalmed, and sometimes they, you would have them, and then you'd get one of these, because we used to have these things that would hold someone's head in place so that you could do the makeup or patch them up, do whatever you had to do. And just very rarely, but you'd get one of these.
Oh, someone moved.
Someone moved. And it's just the body settling. But, you know, it's like, hey, hey.
There was a scene from a Bones episode that I saw on the plane coming out here the other night where they were examining some body that they got in the desert that might have been an extraterrestrial person or something. And it apparently had lots of metallic content. And they put it in a room where there was a magnet, and they saw it moving. And it was kind of clever.
You know, a friend of mine, Jim Roop, he works for CNN Radio now. If you've ever heard his news updates, his first job was working with his dad, and they would collect dead bodies from all over the place and take them to the morgue. They would transport. And so he would do a lot of runs to hotels, because apparently people just in hotels.
Yeah.
And he took this one guy out, covered in a sheet, rolled him out with his dad, get him in the elevator, and these people get in behind him. And he's like, are they nuts? But they got in the elevator. And I guess that I didn't realize dead bodies kind of expel air.
Yeah, gas.
And so
the gas.
This huge gas noise from underneath the sheets, and the people actually started pressing the buttons to get out of the elevator.
Right. Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg, for those who don't know, when she first got out of school, she worked in a morgue. She explained, she was describing what she did. She's had a number of different jobs. She didn't become an actress until she was in her 30s, I think.
Right. She's older, correctly. Definitely.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But Lohan's worked in the morgue before. This isn't her first go-round.
Yeah. Well, but again, it's what she's about. Anything that you get from her, I find the women who are her age, like Jessica Simpson, kind of just the opposite in my mind, although she's pregnant out of wedlock.
Although she hasn't confirmed that. You never know.
But she's marrying this former football player, right?
Right.
There's something about her I find likable.
I think she's likable, too, and you root for her a lot.
As opposed to, for a while, Britney Spears. You didn't really root for her much,
you know,
although I think
she's
come around.
People still rooted for her. At least she cleaned it up, or whoever's handling her has at least kept her out of the spotlight a lot. I mean, Lindsay just continually just thumbs her nose at everybody, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and the Kardashians, another one. Here's something. I saw a review yesterday. This is my final comment. Sort of Doug Steffen's sound-off. The sound-off page. Here's how ridiculous this gets. There was a comment by a group who were talking about the Kardashians' reaction to Mrs. Obama's comment about her husband's opinion of... Now, listen to... I mean, just think that through.
Mm-hmm.
The thread of how silly all of this gets. These people on this program were reviewing what the Kardashians said as a reaction to the First Lady's comments about Barack Obama's opinion of the Kardashian television show.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
How have they filtered up to the president?
Yeah. Talk about foolishness.
Dr. Ken. Magazine.
Yeah, right. There. It seems to be that way, Jennifer, you're right. Dr. Ken is here in a moment with his daily dose of important medical information, so stay tuned and be attentive to that here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new books!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, master of medical knowledge. He is somebody that studies all of this material every day, uses it in his own practice, and helps you understand what some of the latest developments are. And as October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a lot of doctors have been on radio and television programs, Ken, talking about whether women ought to have mammograms. There are those who say they are it's too late. You ought to have MRIs. There have been lots of discussions about whether removing healthy breasts reduces the chance of getting breast cancer. Some women are opting. They're worried because they come from a history of it. So they opt to have their breasts removed rather than worry about for the rest of their lives whether they're going to get breast cancer. So what's your 2 cents on this?
Well, you're exposing our lack of knowledge, and that's why we call it practicing in this area. Even though we know a lot, we still have to do a lot more learning in this area. You need to do screening, especially if you're at high risk. You started using alcohol at a young age. You have a family history of breast cancer. Smokers, you have a genetic inheritance of the gene that's so likely to lead you to breast cancer. The best thing we have right now is the mammograph. Maybe out there in the future is MRI and ultrasound. But you need to do something. These tests are not perfect. All of us know people who missed it. I know I had a very close friend, a nurse who worked with me for many years at a young age, missed after a mammogram. We have all these cases, but it's the best thing we have.
All right, so let's talk for a minute about something else regarding women and their happiness. Our fitness reporter, Andrea Metcalf, speaks about women and men, but mostly the happiness quotient that she was talking about has to do with something that she wrote on a blog on one of the websites that she's connected to. And one of the things that is recommended is an hour of sex every day for men and women. In order to be happy and healthy, because medically there are all kinds of great things that happen when you're having sex, right?
Well, I would think that Rich would call this one a dub, but the breaking news in this area this week is out of the medical journal Menopause, Doug, that many women continue to be sexually active after menopause, and most say they are satisfied with their sex lives, particularly if they're married or have a regular partner. But among the men who among the women, they reported being dissatisfied with their sex lives. However, 57% said they wanted to have more sex, while only 8% said they would prefer to have less.
Uh-huh. News about antidepressants today.
Wow. This is out of the CDC. The rate of antidepressant use among Americans of all ages, Doug, has increased nearly 400% over the last two decades. Oh, and 11% of Americans aged 12 and older now take antidepressant drugs.
My God. Isn't that something, huh?
It is amazing.
Oh, my heavens. All right,
Dr.
Ken.
Third most common prescription drug in America.
Amazing. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we present our Tech Talk moments with ideas that have come Tech forth, talk. A lot of them from Tech Talk. Here's the right man. He's Alex Goldfein. Did you know about how iPads are being used in professional sports successfully? They have more and more. I've got my iPad here. I'm using it this morning. It is great for all kinds of different things. And you can imagine the people in all walks of life are finding important uses, but professional sports, Alex Goldfein, Technology Taylor, calls the play next year on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
How about some technology bits and bytes for your Friday? First, the New York Times covered a story which has been examined by other media outlets recently. The phenomenon of iPads in professional sports teams. Pro football playbooks, which can be several hundred pages long, are now distributed to players digitally on an iPad. It's also easy to wipe the info remotely when the iPad is lost or stolen, as opposed to with a printed book, which is not so easy to wipe remotely. IBM reported its earnings this week, beating estimates and raising its earnings guidance. This is a good sign for our economy, as it means that corporations, which IBM sells to predominantly, are buying computers, servers, and services. And Research in Motion apologized to its users for its recent outage by offering $100 worth of apps from its app store for free. It's a nice step for the beleaguered maker of Blackberries, and it's a move which companies like Netflix should take a serious look at. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Other technical news, Jennifer. Facebook is teaming up with the Labor Department, the U.S. Labor Department, to help the unemployed find jobs. And I'm wondering how this might work. People who have businesses, you post a job on. I would think that'd be used. Right, I think the Labor Department, before they would do that. I haven't thought about it myself, but if I were looking for somebody, I'd probably put a posting on a Facebook page, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, I would.
Yeah. All right, so that's not a bad idea. I just thought it was interesting that somebody's making a big deal out of it. Speaking of Facebook, I want to say hi to some folks following us on Facebook. Jack Brown, hello, in Flat Rock,
hello.
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen Delaney in Newport Richey, Florida. Barry Berenger in Fargo, North Dakota, listening to The Flag. Maynard Amelon in the suburb of Detroit somewhere. And I'm trying to think what station gets into Detroit that we're on. I never can remember. I'm not good. There are 400 radio stations that carry this program.
You can't remember every name.
Somebody yesterday at the event said, well, I'm from radio station KXTQRZV5.
Oh, KXTQRLV.
Right. And I was embarrassed. I didn't remember even that I was on the radio station. So that happens. All right, so what's on our Facebook page? What do we have from our Facebook page today? We're working a couple of things, Jen. Jen, what are people saying?
We have a couple of things, but we put that question up about what makes a clean bathroom, what makes
yes.
a good bathroom for you. Yep. So that's going on up there right now.
Yep.
Plus, if you go to my Facebook page, you're going to see pictures from Doug at the Talkers Convention. But going back to our toilet paper issue, Ryan Drews has stocked with toilet paper, paper towels, hand soap, and sanitizer.
For those who didn't hear this, we asked the question. Mm-hmm. Talking about restrooms and stuff, and we've asked for you to tell us what you consider to be an acceptably clean or usable restroom.
Right.
Go ahead.
We got fresh-smelling, sufficient stalls, and please, no men offering you hand towels for tips. Those guys freak me out. I kind of have to agree with that. The women freak me out, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nita Looney said, must be clean, have toilet paper and paper towels.
I've been in some very ritzy places, spas and that sort of thing, have men attendants in the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
And I always found it kind of creepy, frankly.
It is weird.
Yeah, it is. It's kinda...
Because you can go and walk over and get your own towel. I don't need to give you a dollar because you handed me one.
Right, but that's what they're looking for. And that's what they think makes it a more posh sort of a place.
Plus, they're listening in case you make any funny noises.
Ooh, yeah.
You know? Well,
who wants to spend time around that? Also, from the internet, there is news that there was more data transmitted online last year than in the web's entire history. More data last year alone. And what's 40 years? The internet's been around for about 40 years, right?
Wow,
pretty amazing stat.
That's crazy.
59 past the hour on Good Day.